This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Just a couple hours left of what has been a pretty long and arduous week, I would say, for the Ben and Woods program. We really appreciate you sticking with us, you know, while I'm on remote and Ben's had to leave a couple of times. Folly the Rock just sitting there, just, you know, while his two co-hosts just kind of swirl around. Thank you for all your hard work, Pauly, and dedication, certainly.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Pauly. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And, you know, the psychology of a fan is certainly an interesting, it's certainly an interesting topic. And I think back to what maybe we would have done 5 years ago as a program, right? We are, what, one game behind the L.A. Dodgers. They do hold the tiebreaker. So, what, roughly, Ben, it's two games, yeah?
One and a half, yeah.
Mm. One and a half. And I'm thinking about 5 years ago, Ben and Woods. Today, who knows? I would have come in maybe painted head to toe. I have no idea. Like, it would have been maybe a little bit more celebratory, make a big deal about it, beat our chests a little bit. And I feel like we're older and wiser, certainly. You, in this job, you don't want things to blow up in your face, right? After you make some bold proclamation about what's going to happen.
We've seen some things.
We've seen some stuff, Paulie. That's it. We have seen some stuff. And I have really adopted the mental state of not expect the worst anymore. Prepare for the worst, right? Prepare for it. Don't make any big moves. Don't get real loud and aggressive. I like to have fun with my Dodger friends on Twitter, but I'm not. You don't see me in here predicting a sweep or anything like that. That's the kind of stuff that blows up in your face and leaves you with egg on your face on a Monday morning. And, you know, honestly, I keep reminding myself, Ben, and tell me if this is loser mentality or not. I keep reminding myself, there is no way I thought we would be this close this late. I never would have said we'd be this close to the division this late in the season.
If you had told me back in April that the Padres would be a game behind the Dodgers, I get it. But also, if you had told me that the Padres would be 2-8 against the Dodgers at this point,
yep,
and still a game, you know, behind them, I'd go, man, that's a giant missed opportunity. If you could just have played 500 ball against the Dodgers, you'd have a pretty comfortable lead and a chance to essentially put them away,
you know,
almost this series by, you know, winning or sweeping and really knock them out of the division race entirely. But unfortunately, the Padres have played some of their worst baseball against the Dodgers this year. Not that they couldn't have won many of those games. They could. I think four of them are one-run losses. Yep. Two of them are two-run losses. I mean, most of them were close other than last Saturday. Padres had opportunities in almost every single one of those games, and they found a way to lose them, whether it was not necessarily through mistakes. And I know the, you know, you say the base running was bad. Getting thrown out, stealing is not necessarily bad base running.
Three times in an inning is pretty bad.
It's certainly unusual for that to happen. No one stopped paying attention, and that's why, you know,
I consider
that to be bad base running. Like, what were you doing there? What were you thinking? They were thinking, I'm going to steal the base. I've got a read on him. I'm going. They were just wrong. That does happen in baseball. But not hitting with runners in scoring position. Not, you know, throwing a good pitch when you know the damage that some of those hitters can do. Not taking care of the bottom of the lineup. The 7, 8, 9 hitters, you know, when you had handled the first through fourth hitters for the Dodgers pretty well most of the year, you think that's a huge advantage, but then you let the guys at the bottom like Michael Conforto do damage against you. Those are all the reasons that have contributed to the Padres going 2-8 against the Dodgers so far this year.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a loser mentality at all to say I'm pretty impressed and pretty grateful that this team is here in this position this weekend, because as I scrolled last night laying in bed through my bookmarks, I was looking at some of them and I saw quite a few Dodger fans that were making those bold proclamations of it's not going to matter. We're going to be 14 games up in the division by the time that last series happens. And I think at the time, I probably would have agreed with them. At the beginning of the season, I certainly did. I thought this team would run away. This team being the Dodgers would absolutely run away. So while, yes, there's a glass half empty of holy cow, look at all these missed opportunities, the glass half full way to look at it is, oh my God, we're still, you know, essentially a game and a half out with three games head to head. And, that's a pretty, it's a pretty good spot to be in. Am I a moron or a softy for thinking that that's a pretty good spot to be in for the San Diego Padres?
No, you're not at all, because none of what happened already matters, other than the fact that the Dodgers have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Erase it all. It literally doesn't matter going forward. You're playing a brand new season really every single day, and now you just have to beat them by, you know, two games the rest of the way, and you have a chance to control your own destiny. If you win the series, you'll be tied. If you sweep the series, you'll be two up. If you lose the series, you'll be two down. And if you get swept, you'll be four down without the tiebreaker, and it'll pretty much be over for the San Diego Padres' hopes of winning the division this year. Now, in some ways, last week felt like almost a better opportunity for the Padres. The Dodgers' bullpen was more beat up. They are expected to activate Tanner Scott off the injured list today. Kirby Yates is expected to be activated tomorrow. So the Dodgers are getting healthier. Their starting pitching is obviously already come back and been
Blake
pitching.
Snell, Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates. Who else?
Yep.
So who else?
Some familiar names, to be sure. But the Padres have the advantage of playing home. And home field advantage is absolutely real. The Padres are 41-20, something like that, at Petco Park this season. The Dodgers are a 500 team on the road. Padres are below 500 on the road. Dodgers are very good at home. So the Dodgers had that home field advantage. The Padres now need to take care of their home field advantage. You're winning two out of every three games at home. The Dodgers are losing at least half their games on the road. That has to mean something this weekend, that the Padres at least should be slight favorites to win this series. I don't think the odds makers would agree, but simply the home field, road field, you just say, doesn't matter who the teams are. Dodgers are a mediocre team on the road, just like most teams are, just like the Padres are. And the Padres are a really, really good team at home. So you've got a really good team that wins 67% of their games against a mediocre team that only wins 50% of their games, if you're only talking about home versus road, which is what the Padres have going for them this weekend.
Well, and, you know, I don't want to say that's all the Padres have going for them this weekend, because it's not, but it, you know, the starting pitching is heavily, heavily in favor of the LA Dodgers with who they're running out there versus who we're running out there. And again, look, this is the thing, and I'm really going to try to stay off Twitter this weekend. I really need to, because while these games are massively important, right? You could take the division lead if you sweep, right? They're huge. you do have the Seattle Mariners after that, right? You do have other games that you do need to plan for and prepare for. You know, do you just go out and empty the tank? If Nestor Cortez, you know, let's push two guys on in the game, you know, you're like, you know what? We're going to go chase this thing. We're going to use our best arm. I doubt it very much. I don't think this can be managed like playoffs. But my question to you is, if not these games, then which game should you manage like playoffs? You could take a division lead this week.
No, these games are doubly important. They are doubly important, and you have to treat them as such. I would imagine that Mike Schilt's entire bullpen is probably available tonight. Maybe Jeremiah Estrada is the last one you want to use because he threw 24 pitches yesterday. But Adrian Morejon, who threw 14, Mason Miller, who only threw 5 pitches, and Robert Suarez, who threw 13, plus Jason Adam, who didn't pitch, those four guys should definitely be fully available for the game tonight. So if you do need to go to one of them early, and we saw Mike Schilt go to Jason Adam, well, it was in the fourth or fifth inning in one of the games last weekend, I'd imagine you will see him aggressively try to win these games, as he should be, because they are doubly important. You can not only win, but you can hand your rival the loss. You can absolutely guarantee you gain a game in the standings. You can't say that any other day, because it's not in your control when the Dodgers are playing the Rockies or the Diamondbacks or anyone else. They could win all of those games, but they can't win if you win this weekend. This is why these games are, you know, head to head are so much more important.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. If this is your brand of fun, it's going to be very, very fun this weekend.
One more thing that I think is in the Padres' favor this week that wasn't in their favor last week. Last week, they had a fairly ice cold Manny Machado going into the series. This week, they have a fairly red hot Manny Machado going into the series. He flipped it about 3 or 4 days ago. Not sure what changed. Yu Darvish gave him some hitting advice or something. And since then, he's looked pretty Manny locked in at the plate. And that is
This is Manny Machado.
That's a different...
I wasn't going to say it.
No, you weren't going to say it.
No, because traditionally against the Dodgers, as my pal Christian likes to remind me all the time, the numbers are not as great as they are against other teams. And you know, I kind of understand it. I do. You know, there's a lot that you want to prove, and there's a lot that's personal, certainly. I mean, who's had more personal attacks than Manny Machado from the violent manager of the Dodgers making up an article, a hit piece written about him? Of course it means a little bit more to him. So, of course, he's probably trying to do too much. But
I would argue that certainly in the early years of Manny against the Dodgers, if you're the Dodgers, you don't let Manny Machado hurt you because the Padres didn't have as many weapons. You can't really approach this Padres lineup and say, as long as Manny doesn't hurt us, we're fine. You can't treat Manny really any different than Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Laureano, Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, there's just dangerous hitters throughout the Padres lineup, which I think gives Manny quite a bit more cover than he used to have when he was facing the Dodgers, and they were just going to make sure they weren't going to let Manny beat him. I mean, they knew what he was capable of.
Well, I'd like to see it, man. That's for me, kind of a key to this weekend. You know, if he stays hot, you know, as you coined the phrase, as Manny goes, so do the San Diego Padres.
I mean, it was totally on display this week, right?
You owe totally. Money for
my
that.
Royalties, yeah.
Yep.
3 cents every time someone says, as Manny Machado goes, so go the San
collect.
Diego Padres.
That's right. That's right. They've got Snell going tonight. Who tomorrow? Glasnow.
Glasnow and Yamamoto. So
I mean, it's such a juggernaut. It's such a buzzsaw to go through. And this is what you'll be. Yeah, it's October. It might as well be October, man.
Snell
honestly,
versus Darvish. Glasnow, Nestor,
Cortez,
and then Pavetta and Yamamoto.
Yeah.
I mean, strap in.
Mamacita, strap in. This is going to be. This is beautiful, beautiful baseball, meaningful baseball, late August with a chance to get a division. This is the dream. This is what we all hoped for, and now it's here. And then, you know, I think we want to be watching from around the corner, like one eye around the corner. It's going to be some nerve-wracking stuff. I'm excited, though.
If I have one request to the Padres starting pitching staff this weekend, it's don't walk the farm. I can't watch 6 walks again. Hey, if Shohei hits a home run off of you, so be it. It's probably going to happen at some point. I don't think he's hit one off the Padres this year, which is kind of crazy. It's not the end of the world. It's no, don't knock on wood, because I think it's not the end of the world if it happens. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Don't walk him three times. Don't walk Mookie Betts twice. Don't walk Freddie Freeman twice. You can't.
That was me, Dad.
You can't give.
I was knocking on wood.
He went to the door.
You can't give them those opportunities. You're going to have to challenge these guys, and they are going to beat you every once in a while because they're good.
Yep.
They're really good. They're really good players. But if you're just pitching around all of them, the Dodgers will make you pay for it. They have shown time and time again they will make you pay for it if you put free runners on base. So just challenge those guys and know that once in a while they're going to beat you. But two solo home runs are a lot better than putting three walks on and giving up a four or five run inning because you did it that way.
If you are a voodoo practitioner, this is a good weekend. I'll just leave that out there. Okay. I believe.
All right, we can talk a little bit more about the series coming up here in our final hour. Of course, we'll chat.
Real quick, hang on. That reminded me actually. Yesterday, you guys talked about the prayer candles that you were given at Moneyline at our watch party last weekend, and you mentioned it on the air. And then, like an hour later, we got a voicemail to the radio station. The guy said, "Hey, I was listening to the show. I just have a message for the guys. Please, please, please," as the lights turned off in our studio here, "please use the candles. You actually have to light them and use them. Otherwise, it's the whole thing is not going to work." So he was very passionate.
I will light them up tonight. We got them from Mark Carpenter, by the way. And you can get them yourself, these candles. They're really, really well done. I tweeted it. It's Q-U-E-K, like, kpadresshop.etsy.com if you want to get your own, and I got mine. The players that he sent me, who was on there? It was Joe Musgrove.
There was a Tatis, I think, for sure.
There was Tatis. There was Manny. There was Joe Musgrove, and there was one more, too. But I'll fire him up tonight as soon as I get home.
All right, we will come back and play a little take on Woods if you want to be our final contestant of the week to try to qualify for the getaway to Resorts World Las Vegas, the $175 food and beverage credit, and the day passes to the day club, 833-288-0973. It's kind of confusing because we got the 858 area code here. 833-288-0973.
Or it's Friday and you're about to go play golf.
And that's probably true as well.
Yeah, dude.
Call in.
Cow.
You can take on Woods in our musical trivia challenge coming up in our next segment. Call in now. Ben Woods will be right back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to talk about Prize Picks, my daily fantasy spot for the last year. And I've actually won real money. I know people want to know, is it possible? It is absolutely possible. I have cashed in multiple times with Prize Picks. Right now, you can cash in this baseball season with Prize Picks, the official daily fantasy sports partner of the San Diego Padres. Put your favorite players in your lineups. You're just picking against stat projections. So you're putting between 2 and 6 players in your lineup. The more you put in your lineup, the more you can win. Or if you like to make sure you kind of have a better shot of winning, you can go with the flex play, which you don't need to actually be right on every single player to win. If you get 4 out of 5 right, you can still be profitable that way. It's up to you. You can run your own game at Prize Picks. The one thing you definitely need to do is when you download the Prize Picks app, use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's a ton of free play right there. Code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. And of course, we got the start of college football season this weekend, the final preseason games in pro football, and then the season is underway. Got special squares, including one for the college football game in Ireland this weekend. Avery Johnson, quarterback, 1.5 yard passing. Just pick the over, put it in a lineup. It's like a free spot on the bingo board. It's Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So I mentioned to you guys, I went to a dinner with my friend Scott, his brother, and his friend from out of town. That's who I'm playing golf with later today, last night. And Scott's brother John would be a very good opponent for you in Take on Woods. He's got a lot of music knowledge, a really sharp memory. So I pulled out some old categories to see how he could do. I couldn't play the 2 second song for him, but I read
at
through
dinner?
Some of them at dinner and quizzes.
You really love hosting trivia games.
And I'll tell you what,
he really does.
I do. And they were impressed by my game show hosting skills. But I will say, John did something that was very impressive. I give him the four questions, and then he would get, I didn't give him the category like you. And then he would guess which song I had picked as the 2 second song based on the other four questions. And he got it right like three or four times. We did like five of them. And he was pretty solid. So I may have to set up a special one-off head-to-head matchup between you and my buddy's friend John, who is also very good at this game. The question is,
I welcome it.
The question is our contestant today going to be good enough to take you down or at least tie you and qualify for the trip to Las Vegas? Let's find out right now. Take on Woods brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got Sal, I believe, is our contestant. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys.
All right, this is your opportunity. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for the two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, the two VIP expedited admission passes to the AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Check out their special summer rates right now at rwlasvegas.com. All right, here are your categories that you get to choose from. We've got new bands. Those are bands that begin with the word new, not necessarily new bands. Always and Forever, five song titles, including the word always. And our new category, Why Are You Crying? Five song titles and band names that include the word tears. So, new bands, Always and Forever, or Why Are You Crying? Sal, what would you like to play?
Always and Forever.
Always and Forever. Okay, today's category, five song titles, and they all include the word always. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. Feel free to pass if you don't know one. We'll come back if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. Paulie's going to play you a little bit of music. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. You go first, Woods goes second, and we'll compare scores at the end. Sal, you good?
Let's do it. Where Manny goes, still goes the team.
I love that. That's 3 cents off your tab. I'll just bill you later. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category, again, is always and forever.
Come on, Sal.
Sal, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
I think it's
originally written and recorded by Dolly Parton, which song reached new heights with Whitney Houston's 1992 version for the movie The Bodyguard?
I'll Always Love You.
Correct. She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, is the first line of which 1977 love song by Billy Joel?
She takes care of herself, Billy Joel, yeah.
That's not the title, though. Elvis Presley, Willie Nelson, and the Pet Shop Boys all recorded successful versions of which song originally written in 1972? Welsh singer Donna Lewis is best known for which 1996 song that reached number 2 on the U.S. charts behind only Los Del Rio's Macarena? Let's go back to the two-second song. We ran out of time for the two-second song, which
was a tough category.
It was tough. Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes. You did get I Will Always Love You, but you didn't get She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel. Always On My Mind, Willie Nelson and Pet Shop Boys. And then I Love You Always Forever, which you'd know if you heard it, is the Donna Lewis song. So let's bring Woods back in, text him up, and get him to put his headset back on.
He is coming back here.
I'm here.
Actually, this is a category I played with John last night. He got four.
Oh, okay.
He got four of them out of the five.
Jeez,
on this
man.
One. Okay. I won't tell you what Sal locked in, but you'll take on Sal here. 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Sal.
Always Something There to Remind Me. I'll come back to the...
Originally written and recorded by Dolly Parton, which song reached new heights with Whitney Houston's 1992...
I Will Always Love You.
Correct. She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, is the first line
always
of...
Always a Woman.
Correct. Elvis Presley, Shop Boys, all recorded successful...
Always On My Mind.
Correct. Welsh singer Donna Lewis is best known for which 1996 song that reached number 2 on the U.S. charts, behind only Los Del Rio's Macarena?
I'll come back to it.
All right, go back to the two-second song. You need the band.
Always Something There to Remind Me by... God bless, is going to drive me crazy. Always something there to remind me.
Kind of a one-hit wonder.
I almost just said the F word. I was this close. I don't know.
How about Welsh singer Donna Lewis? Nope, time's up, but you did get the 3-1 win in the category Always and Forever. That was Naked Eyes, Woods.
Naked Eyes!
And then Donna Lewis is that song from the 90s. I love you always forever.
Always forever. Yeah. I love that song. I didn't know that was Donna Lewis.
That was her name. Yeah, Welsh singer, one-hit wonder, Donna Lewis. I love you always forever.
I do love that song. And I feel very soft that I do, but I think it's just
that
adorable.
I really do. It's not a bad song at all.
It's a really, really sweet, sweet song. And then the Naked Eyes song just kicks ass.
That's one of my favorites. All time, love that song.
Just fantastic.
Bit of
just
a one-hit fantastic. Wonder, I think, as well, Naked Eyes. I couldn't tell you any other songs that they did, but that
sure,
one I always like. Can you name another Naked Eyes song?
No, I'm sure John could.
Yeah, he probably could. He would have beaten you. He got all except Donna Lewis, and then he named the song without even knying what it was, just by the word always and what I would
Man,
think. So I was
really,
impressed.
Really, really good.
All right, Sal,
thank you for trying.
Did not qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. We'll have another week chance to qualify some more tier ones for the getaway to Las Vegas. When we come back, though, Padres upping their chances to make the playoffs with another victory yesterday. We'll take a look around Major League Baseball scores, news, and notes, all coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But quickly, Tier 1s, if you're trapped in your high-rate mortgage, if you're watching money just vanish every month, you could stop right now. At Loan Pronto, they're delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years with their rate reduction home loan program. It's streamlined, low cost. It's a great way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. You could lock in a fixed rate today as low as 4.99% APR. Close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. And here's the kicker. How about skipping your next two house payments entirely? Don't wait. These rates will not last forever. Call Loan Pronto now for your free no-obligation quote. Loan Pronto is pretty incredible. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. Call 619-207-4336 or visit loanpronto.com to lock in your new low rate and skip those next two payments. Don't let high rates hold you back. Call 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com right now. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Padres did get a little bit of help again yesterday around Major League Baseball. Not from the Colorado Rockies. Rockies did their part. Taking two out of four
My
from the
God.
Dodgers. Thank you very much. Sign up for that. Yesterday, Freddie Freeman hit a two-run homer in the first inning. Dodgers got enough offense and a 9-5 win to earn the series split. But again, thank you, Colorado Rockies, for taking two of those games. But elsewhere, it was a limited schedule yesterday. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-1, which means the Padres pull within one game of the Chicago Cubs for the top wild card spot again. The Brewers, meanwhile, even though they lost that series and lost the season series, they're seven games up, so it's going to take quite a bit for the Cubs to actually catch them in the NL Central. Brewers seem like they're trending woods toward being the number one overall seed in the National League, and not much that the Phillies, Padres, Dodgers can do to stop that from happening unless they really collapse, and they don't look like they're about to collapse.
As we all speculated.
No, just as we all speculated, the Brewers would run away with it.
Ben actually had them finishing second in the Central. Woods and I both thought they're going to finish third. Crushed it.
You know. Nobody knows anything at the end of the day.
Stupid sport.
Nobody knows anything.
And then I've seen some Mets fans feeling like their season is going down the tubes here. They lost to the Washington Nationals 9-3, and now are just, I believe, a half game up on the Cincinnati Reds for the final wild card playoff spot. Padres have a 4.5 game lead over the Mets and a 5 game lead over the Cincinnati Reds, which is why the Padres are now over 98% likely to make the playoffs, according to FanGraphs, because both of those teams, the Mets and the Reds, would have to catch the Padres for the Padres to miss the playoffs at this point. And the Mets have been going, honestly, the wrong direction for the last couple of weeks. It's been a rough go, and yesterday was another rough one for the New York squad.
What? I mean, they'll make the playoffs, yeah?
The Mets?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're only half game ahead of the Reds. I mean, the Reds are trending in a much better direction. They could actually completely miss. Remember, the Mets were like the best team for a chunk of the season earlier in the year.
They were.
And now, you know, that they still have, according to FanGraphs, like it's like 80% odds.
Yeah,
but
I was just going to say, so if you go by the FanGraphs odds, their analytical projections, they've pretty much now for the last few weeks have had the six NL playoff teams pretty much locked up, with the Phillies 99.8, the Brewers 100%, the Cubs 98.7% chance of making the playoffs, and then the Dodgers are 99.7, the Padres are 98.5. So the Mets, who were like in the high 80% or something, you know, a week or two ago, they're sitting at a 78.4% chance to make the playoffs, with the Reds at 19%.
But remember, they could, if they lost tonight and they're playing at Atlanta, and by the way, the Braves have, I think, won 8 of 10. They're actually kind of hot right now. And the Reds win in Arizona, the Mets will be out of the last playoff spot. The Reds will hold the last wild card. So I don't know. That seems like 78% is fairly optimistic. That's based on, obviously, projections and the players that they have.
Well, and but when it gets to a situation like this where, like, five teams are so clearly ahead, like, every win or loss is going to change it by, like, 5 or 6 percentage points from here on out.
It's going to swing a lot more for sure. So keeping an eye on that. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Red Sox and Yankees are playing a pretty big series. Red Sox took game 1 of 4, 6-3, and that means Boston now just a half a game behind the Yankees for the top AL wildcard spot. Both teams are still trailing the Toronto Blue Jays in the American League East.
Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy. There's a lot of, I mean, there's still some teams that are like two games, like the Royals are two games out of the wild card.
Six
the
seven.
Guardians are three games. Yeah, I mean, it could get pretty. We all thought, you know, the NL West was going to be the race to watch. And hey, man, you got two teams in it fighting for it this weekend, but everybody else is out. They're done, and it will not come down to the wire. And you know, with you know, some of those other teams fighting for a playoff spot, but you know, again, everybody on the planet said, "Oh man, that race is going to go down between the Padres, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks till the last week of the season." It's not the case. It's not the case. It's a two team race right now, and some of the other divisions look insanely fun to watch. I'm going to follow those with a little more fun attitude than we're following this one.
You mentioned that the Seattle Mariners are coming up on the Padres' schedule next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Seattle. That was a team that everyone circled at the trade deadline after they picked up Naylor and then Eugenio Suarez as a team to really watch. And then they started playing well and, you know, chasing down the Astros for first place. And they have just fallen apart lately. They've lost seven of eight, five in a row. They've got the A's, who've been playing well this weekend, and then the Padres. And as you mentioned, Woods, they're now only two games up on the Royals, who are hot on their heels. They've made up 5 or 6 games in the last week on the Seattle Mariners. So now the Mariners' playoff spot is not even not even guaranteed after they finally went, you know, pretty much all in at the trade deadline, and it has not worked out exactly like they thought it would. They had like 8 in a row they had won, and then they just turned right around on a dime and lost 7 of 8.
I mean, I saw our boy Softy Mahler from up in Seattle like 2 weeks ago. He was like, so which parade route should we take? I mean, it was like, I was like, Softy, relax, bro. You've been doing this a long time. There's a lot of season left, buddy. He was like, this will be the best, most expensive ticket in the history of Seattle sports when they make the World Series. I was like, dude, you know better. You're not a rookie here. He knew better, but man, it's going to be fun to watch the last month.
So the big series this weekend, other than Padres-Dodgers, which of course has become the premier series in Major League Baseball, it's strange to say when the Yankees are playing the Red Sox, but I think there will
Isn't
be more attention on Padres-Dodgers than even Yankees-Red Sox this weekend. But the other ones that are of interest, I mentioned the Reds are in Arizona. The Mets are taking on the Atlanta Braves. The Milwaukee Brewers host the San Francisco Giants. And the Cubs are here in Southern California to take on the Los Angeles Angels. The Phillies, meanwhile, host the Washington Nationals. Phillies, interesting. We didn't really talk a lot about the Zach Wheeler surgery. It certainly sounds like he could miss the rest of the year. They aren't putting a timeline on his recovery, the blood clot that he had, but that's a huge blow.
That's so scary, man.
The Phillies keep playing well and putting some more ground between themselves and the Padres-Dodgers for the second seed, trying to earn that first-round bye. Can they hold on without Zach Wheeler is the question. They did get Aaron Nola back this week. Didn't pitch great in his first start, but I'm sure that they expect that he will look like Aaron Nola pretty soon. So you'll see if the Phillies can hold on to their ranking and as the second seed right now in the National League.
Ben, their offense is scorching hot right now. Trey Turner was 10 for 16. Kyle Schwarber drove in 7 runs. He homered in his 15th consecutive series. He's got 45 bombs. JT Realmuto's playing out of his head right now. I mean, you know, you're bummed to lose Zach Wheeler, but that's a perfect example of the offense going, all right, boys, like, time to get it together. 10 for 16 in a series is bananas from Trey Turner. So they everyone's talking Dodgers and Padres. The Phillies, could this finally be that year that gets them over the hump? It's going to be a lot harder without Wheeler, but so far so good.
All right, we're going to check traffic when we come back right on the other side. Not sure that I've ever related more with Fernando Tatis Jr. And there's very 100%. Little that I feel like I can usually relate with him because he's just – he's really kind
you
of
guys
from
have
another.
So much in common.
He's from like from another planet, right? Compared to the three of us and what he is able to do. But this moment was very human, and we will share that coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. So after the game yesterday, obviously the questioning of Mike Shildt quickly turned toward the upcoming series against the LA Dodgers, and Mike Shildt very enthusiastically stated something to the effect, Woods, of, yeah, we're ready to play him tonight. Let's bring him on. We're ready to go. We'd do it tonight if we could. Is that correct? Something like that? I didn't hear the exact quote.
Yeah, something to that effect.
So into the Padres clubhouse goes the assembled reporters, the media, and to Fernando Tatis Jr.'s locker was our old colleague at our old station, Marty Caswell, who asked him about those comments of Mike Shildt being ready to play the Dodgers tonight if they had the opportunity. And again, I don't think we've ever seen a more human moment than this one from Fernando Tatis Jr.
Mike Shildt said he was ready to go ahead and play the Dodgers right now, this afternoon. How amped are you for this upcoming series?
Well, I need to go to sleep first before I... I've been dragging a little bit. We're just ready.
Is that the difference between manager and player? Is that the manager's ready to go now?
Yeah. Well, I want to see you running like that too. I'm just saying the same stuff. But I know everybody knows his attitude, and he's the front line. So you know, it's always good to have a guy like that leading the line.
You're telling him to settle down just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it, dude. Great job. Great job by Marty getting that out of him. I was in tears. I literally saw it, and he just kind of gives this look, and he's like, F, like, come on. Like, you know. And, well, we got the skipper coming on in 10 minutes, and I wonder if he's heard that. And it made me laugh so hard.
Ready?
Is that the difference between manager and player? Is that the manager's ready to go now?
Yeah.
It just, you know, it just, you know what it reminds me of. Hey, is it cool if you guys do a Saturday show? Or, hey, do you mind doing, and it's just like, bro, I am gassed. I'm gassed.
9 o'clock at night. Hey, any chance of a post-game show? You can just do it from home. I mean,
can you do a reaction video? It's not that big a deal. And it's just, it's so, I've said it to Adam 1,000 times. And I thought it was, I mean, you want to talk about human being, like a human moment. He's like, bro, we just, like, I booted a ball out there. The next one checked up on me. You know, we had to fight and claw, and then we won the game, and we just won 3 straight, and now we got the Dodgers coming in, and this dude's ready to take the field today. Give me a break. Give me a break a little bit.
As much
I thought
as
it was hysterical.
As much as the F word was funny, just like, hey, hey Toddy, Schilt said he'd be ready to go tonight. And he's like, can I like go home and nap first? Like just rest for a minute?
Can I sleep? I need to sleep first. I just need a little bit of sleep before I go out and take on, you know, Blake Snell tomorrow, and then Tyler Glasnow the next day, and then Yamamoto the day after that. You know, the Dodgers coming in town. Your boy needs a little bit of a breather, and I think I laughed so hard. Somebody said, I saw in the chat earlier, they're like, man, that depressed me. And I go, I really felt the opposite.
This is why I related. And you brought up Adam Klug, because Adam is here many hours of the day. He works very hard, as Mike Schilt does. We've said many times, Mike Schilt is there early in the day for a night game and is constantly, you know, working and meeting. But Fernando Tatis is the one who's actually out there sprinting in a vast right field to make the plays and diving around, and his body, and just here at the station. We're the one who was on the air 4 or 5 hours in the morning, and, you know, you get tired, and you need to recharge the batteries after going through all that, and I think that's exactly what Fernando is saying. Respect your hard work, boss, but I need a minute here before we can go back out on the field and take on the Dodgers.
Man, it was so good. I thought it was so candid and hysterical. It just that casual F bomb was just F. We've all been there. Really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff from Marty and Nando. I thought it was great.
All right, is everybody ready? It is Fryer Friday, and when we come back,
yeah,
the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, will join the program as they get ready for round 2 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, beginning tonight at Petco Park. Don't go away. Ben, Woodsy, Paul with you on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.